Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, hallelujah. No ordinary worship. No ordinary worship, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord. How are you today? Glory to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, come on and worship him. Hallelujah. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory, to glory, to glory in our Savior, Jesus Christ. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then assigning your task for today. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is God's redemptive grace. Hallelujah. God's redemptive grace. And we are in the book of Romans, chapter 6, verse 23. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in with me, plus give you three quick announcements. Remember to call in live with me at 7 a.m. Eastern by dialing 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. Save that in your phone. But if you cannot tune in live with me at 7, there is still a way to ensure that you never miss the fire. Do so by following the podcast. Text the message or letters DF to phone number 33222, and the recording will be text to you at 8 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. Again, that's text the message DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222. You will receive a confirmation text automatically, so you'll know you're following, and that will include today's powerful teaching on God's redemptive grace. This is necessary because once you follow, you can listen to the broadcast at any time. When you receive the text, if you're unable to listen right then, you can go back later on. You can bless someone else's soul by forwarding the message, thereby allowing you to be a witness of the gospel to others. You can listen with your family. I mean, there are just so many things you can do by following the podcast to not only better your own soul, but the souls and lives of those whom you love. Now, quick announcements. Don't forget our live Bible study, Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study, is tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern. For those of you who are following, you will receive a reminder text at 7 p.m. when we go live. It will allow you to call in, and it will also include the link for you to just tune in online. Now, the difference between the Bible study and Daily Fire is that on the Bible study, I will actually take your questions on air. You won't even have to say your name. And tonight's topic is let's talk about sex. Number two, I want to remind you, for those who have been reaching out about booking me, that you do all of that through my ministry website, rawsi.org, rawsi.org. It's no longer feelthefire.com, but Feel the Fire will still forward you there, rawsi.org. And to that point, I will be speaking this Saturday at a women's empowerment brunch, sponsored by Tabernacle of Glory in Christ Ministries here in Miami. So I encourage you to reach out to me as soon as you even think you're planning something, because I'm an attorney as well, a litigating attorney, and that makes my schedule very restrictive regarding being able to come out and speak. But yes, I do go to different states. People have reached out. Yes, I preach revivals, anniversaries, just anything it is that your church is thinking of, just reach out on the contact/booking page, and I'll follow up with you. All right. All of this information, if you are unable to write it down, is on my ministry website, rossi.org. I want to get into this word. That's rawsi.org. I am in Romans 6 and 23, reading from the KJV. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now listen to that again. For the wages of sin is death. In other words, sin has a payment. But the gift of God, in other words, serving God has a benefit, is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Come on and tell the Lord amen, and so be it to his word. What is our topic for today? Say it aloud with me right now. God's redemptive grace. So many times we sing that song, Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. But I don't want to talk to you just about God's amazing grace, because something can be amazing but still not carry the power of redemption, that is, the ability to totally turn around your situation and forgive you of your sin and place you into a place of eternal benefit, i.e. the eternal life of Christ. God's grace, therefore, is redemptive. And truly, that is what makes it amazing, because God's grace, it carries within it the power to overlook and forgive us of our sins, to overlook our flaws, to understand our humanity, and to still love us despite all of it. Isn't that good? To come in and forgive us and overlook our sin. Glory. To overlook and even come in and see our flaws. Glory. To understand the fallacy of our humanity. That being that we are all born into sin and there is none perfect, no, not one. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and that all our righteousness is as filthy rags before him. Now, all of that is in Romans, but despite that, to be able to say, I still love you. I still find value in you. I still see purpose and destiny in you. And most importantly, I still see a vessel of honor worthy to be used in my kingdom. That is, my brothers and sisters, the redemptive grace of Christ. And oh, how I love Jesus for it. Oh, how I love Jesus for his redemptive grace, because I stand before you today as an imperfect person, someone who has sinned, someone who has not lived perfect, just like you stand that way before me, just as all of us stand that way in our vulnerable nakedness before the Lord. We stand as a wretch undone, that even on yesterday we have done things that we ought not to and have omitted doing things that we should have done. We constantly find within ourselves the war within our members, that every time we desire to do good, evil is always present with us. But despite that fact, God still stands with his arms wide open to redeem us from sin. He said, or Paul said in Romans 6 and 23, but the gift of God, the benefit of serving the Lord, and you know, I would say in addition to all of the natural benefits we receive here on earth, is eternal life. Yes, and I would like to explain that to mean eternal life living in heaven with the Lord, because all of us will have eternal life, be it eternal life in hell or eternal life in heaven. And that's why I started off saying to you, look, there is a penalty for sin. There is a wage for sin. There is a payment for sin. So whatever the work be that you do here on earth, either be it a life living, working unto Satan, there is a payment, or be it a life living, working unto Jesus Christ, there is a payment. And the wages of sin, or the payment of sin, is death. Hallelujah. Not only natural death, but eternal death, placement and living in the lake of fire and torment. originally prepared for the devil and his angels, but the gift of God, the benefit of God, if you will receive him, if you will receive his redemption, if you will repent, and repent is more than apology. See, a lot of times people apologize, and we wonder, then how can they continue to do this thing? It's because they never repented. An apology is just lip service. I'm sorry. But repentance carries within it inherent remorsefulness, a true remorseful spirit, a true sorrowful spirit about what occurred to the point of truly desiring to turn away from it. And that's where God's redemptive grace comes in. That if we will repent, if we will acknowledge our sin and repent and ask forgiveness, his redemptive grace will not only forgive us, but it will love us enough and restore us to a place of where we were previously, and then aid us, hallelujah, in living outside of that situation and not going back. If we will spend time with him, if we will pray, if we will fast, if we will attend church so that our spirits and minds can be renewed, if we spend time with him daily, if we will walk in his statutes and commandments, if we will turn from our wicked ways and seek his face, God will hear us. He will heal the land. He will bless us coming in and going out. That is God's redemptive grace. Oh, come on and praise him as we get ready to go into prayer. Come on and just say, Lord, I thank you for your redemptive grace. Tell him again, Lord, I thank you for your redemptive grace. Hallelujah. Father, we praise you today. Oh, Lord, we honor you, we magnify you, we glorify you. Lord, here on Daily Fire, our lives, they have been changed. Our souls, Lord, have been saved. We now understand the significance of your grace, that it goes beyond amazing, and that it lives in the realm of redemptive grace. It comes in and it forgives us of our sin. It understands our humanity, loves us despite our fallacy, comes in, changes our lives, turns us around, places us on a higher rock, establishes our going, and puts us in a place wherein we can receive the benefit of eternal life. Father, we want to serve you. We want to live for you. We want to live saved. We want to do right. Oh, Lord, we just are amazed about your redemptive grace. We love your redemptive grace. We praise you for your redemptive grace. We honor you for your redemptive grace. We say Hosanna. We say Hallelujah. We say glory to the King for your redemptive grace. And we thank you because you first loved us. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I ask you to just bless everyone listening. Father, as we repent of our sins unto you, bless us, heal us, restore us, sanctify us, deliver us, use us for your glory. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We count it done. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Everyone say, Lord, I thank you for your redemptive grace. Say it again. God, I thank you for your redemptive grace. Amen. We're going to do the altar call, but just keep on praising God. For those of you who are unsaved, who are backslidden, or who know that you are not where you ought to be with the Lord, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sins. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Father, I confess that I received your redemptive grace and that I live in it. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. We only have but 15 minutes. Come on and praise him. Everybody just say, I thank you, Lord, for your redemptive grace. Now, remember the announcements that I gave you. Bible study live at 7 p.m. tonight. Contact me on the contact/booking page of rossi.org regarding the things that you're reaching out about, and I will get back to you regarding speaking at your events. And remember that everything we do for Christ, that is what's most important. So our topic for today topic for today is God's redemptive grace. Your task for today, now that you've been forgiven, is to walk in His grace, commit unto Him, make sure you're spending time with Him every day, Monday through Friday, with me on Daily Fire, followed by texting the letters DS to phone number 33222. Visit our new website, rossi.org. You're going to love it. It's powerful. Some of my prior video sermons are on there. You can purchase the tickets for the brunch on there. It's just so many great things going on there. So visit the website, and that's also how you can tune in tonight as well. You can go to rossi.org at 7 p.m. to tune in to the Bible study. All right? Listen, you're getting ready to see something you've never seen because you've walked in grace and you've been redeemed. I'll see you tomorrow. I love you. Walk in it. It's beyond
the
amazing.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Cause victory is here. Kick the feet out the door. God's doing a